Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Anne Fontaine and actor Finnegan Oldfield. Thank you very much for joining us. And you're presenting the film Marvin. Now, we don't have much time with you, unfortunately, to talk about this film. But one of the formalities of this interview would be, and would you like to tell us a little bit about your movie and why you decided to tell this story?
Why? I begin with why. Because it's an amazing story of this young French boy who is different and who is going to have an education, a way to transcend his childhood, very creative, artistic, and very surprising destiny. It's really a destiny, completely amazing. And for me, it was very touching to create this character because it begins by a book, a French book, En finir avec Eddie Bellegueule, that was written by a young writer, 18 years old.
Yeah. Is there anything that you feel came from you? In other words, did you feel like art, film, helped you in your life and dealing with your own personal problems that could be different, but also prove that art is very important because it can help you?
Art can transcend your own life and your own perception, your childhood, and I am autodidact. I create by myself the fact that I was choose one day to be a director. I had no education to be a director, and of course there is common points from me and Marvin, you know, because I can't do a film if I don't feel from inside the way the characters are going to be. And I think, more generally speaking, that art can save lives, culture.
Well, we have the pleasure of having the lead actor in the film. Well, you're the interpreting the title character. And so I just very quite simply want to know how you were able to step into the shoes of Marvin.
Oh, for many reasons, because actually the character is like quite complex. He has many things inside him, you know, because he has been bullied when he was a child and everything. And he's a boy that he feels like a foreigner is in his own family, and he's going to try to escape from what he really is. And it's a story about a comedian, actually, an actor, because he's going to become an actor. He's going to make a sense with all of it, with like the difference that he has with the other people and the other boys, and with his social part, you know. And it was really good because it's also like speaking about how do you act in life, you know, how are you different with different people, and how hard is it, you know, to trying to be someone else and finding like the good person at the good moments, and how you're going to like try to forgive the mistake of your family and everything, or how you're going to try to be in peace with us, you know.
Well, do you find like the character that you play, you bring in things from your own life in when you act?
I think in a certain way, you always like bring things and feeling that's with your own life. But the fact is, he's a comedian and he has like a kind of tough past, you know. I'm in the same situation. I'm acting for that reason as well, you know, to trying to like just do something with all I lived, everything I've seen. So yeah, it was, you know,
very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time that we have, unfortunately.
Okay.
But thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you, even though it was very brief.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, Festival
Thanks.
Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.